A little learning. Breakthrough. We all know when we're in a rut. Unfortunately, this doesn't make it any easier to break out. The classic characteristics of a rut are patterns of negative thinking and behavior that reinforce each other and make us dig ourselves in deeper and deeper. We stop exercising, we get out of shape, and this makes it harder to start again. Lack of exercise leads to weight gain and depression. Feeling this weight upon us, literally and mentally, we are less likely than ever to start exercising again. This is followed by more weight gain, and the cycle feeds on itself over and over. We've all been stuck in similar patterns. When the rut gets too deep, we eventually turn somewhere for help. But whether it is to fitness, weight loss, or self-help, we are usually told to embrace an impossible approach. The self-help books tell us to change ourselves through self-reflection and soul work. Even leading weight loss books often tell us to accept ourselves as we are before beginning on a program. This sounds sensible, but people in the depths of a funk find it almost impossible to do this through force of mind alone. The negative mental patterns are just too strong. Other weight loss programs skip the soul searching and cut straight to the workout. They ask you to embrace some complicated, intimidating, or overly strenuous exercise program. Sure, if followed, this program will lead to weight loss and improve self-image. But when the chips are down, few people are ready to tackle an extensive program. These approaches are just too much too soon. If you picture the rut you are in as a river canyon, they are saying, there is a way out, and it really is close. Just free climb this 1,000-foot cliff next to you. Well, thanks, but if I could do that, I'd already be on Everest by now. So what to do? If you could just clear away the...